Hello, everybody. It's me, Kittens, from that Eurovision site, and I'm here with the lovely Angus. Say hi, Angus.
Hi.
And we're going to talk about UMK 2025. So, UMK 2025, the selection that chooses Finland's entry for Eurovision. Was held approximately 17 years ago, it feels like. It was the 8th of February, but it feels like 17 years ago. The eventual winner was Erika Vickman with Ich komme. But we had five other acts to go through because we had one dropout as well. So firstly, let's talk about the show itself. What did we like? What did we dislike?
I mean, the good news is it was classic UMK. That's also the bad news. I want something new. I want more. Finland has the space to experiment, and they didn't, and that's fine. They have a good show, but why not try out like new things? The UMK super group extra thing was neat, but it didn't land as hard as I wished it did. But overall, it was a perfectly fine show, on the same level as we've come to expect from Finland.
Yeah, I think this UMK has kind of reached a top of its game. And I don't think it's bad that it keeps continuing at that level. But I was expecting something a little bit more from them. Like, I love the opening with Windows 95 Man, and Henry, what's his surname? Completely forgotten, Pistolman.
Peacepanen. Yeah.
But yes, I love the entry with a Windows 95 Man and Henry Pistolman. And when you saw that, like on the show, they were just playing beforehand, and then it kind of just like went into the show, which was, I thought, a really nice touch. Again, we have 1700 languages, or at least it feels like it. Thank you, Ella, for doing that. It's great to have UK like English commentary, and all the other types of commentary is great. So big thumbs up from me, the person who was live blogging it at the time. So yeah, and it was very genuinely very funny, the commentary, at least on the English commentary. We love you guys. But I did expect something really flashy from this show that I don't know whether I'm just like over expecting because they've been delivering at such a high level. Do you know what I mean? It was good. And I was kind of, part of me wanted that, like, Kuma and Benjamin moment that we had. And as much as I think that the supergroup interval act was great, I don't think it hit as hard as some of the previous suggestions. But presenters, great. Show movement, great. You know, this is not a show that lasts 17 years. You know, the voting is easily understandable. The show is easily understandable. Nothing is too wild or crazy ideas. But I would like to see them push it a little bit more for next year. I know that's partially down to the artists you get and whatever, but still. So beyond that, the actual show itself, the acts this year, so we had Koste, Erika Vickman, Goldilocks, Nea River, Nelly Matula, and Vivi were our acts. Not in that order, because I have not prepped that well. So which were your highlights on the night?
I mean, the only one anyone remembers is Erika Vickman. I'm so sorry to say that. That's all I can remember. She was my favorite ahead of time. I don't even think she had my favorite live performance. But if we're talking memorability, just pure impact, pure show. It was all her night.
I do think it was definitely her night, but I do think she had a challenger, and it was a real shame that her challenger wasn't able to perform live on the night. In that Goldilocks put together a genuinely, really, like, I keep watching the performance back every now and then, and I'm still like, this is so slick. Like, a really engaging performance. It went down a lot better than I thought it would. Like, I was expecting it to not do as well as it did, but it won the jury. And you know, I just really I wasn't expecting it. I'm pleasantly surprised. But I think Goldilocks did really a valiant job. I was also just, they can put together just such a competent show. And I don't think there was any artist who I looked at the staging or looked at the performance and was like, this is just atrocious. Like, there was something to be got from literally every performance. And I don't think anybody suffered terribly from staging or anything like that, which is just more than you get from a lot of national finals. I think having fewer acts than most national finals is a godsend when it comes to UMK, actually. And I'm very pro one shot national finals. I may have said that on other videos, but still, I think that's a great idea. I mean, when it comes to Erica, I was not surprised that they'd had to under-egg it for essentially a family show. But I still think what was there was essentially, you know, it had all the elements to it. I mean, so much of the elements to it that the discussion has been happening in the Eurovision community over the last few weeks about, has Erica Vickman being asked to change her performance or her outfit? Has she not? Ela says no. Erica says yes. It's all very confusing. But I can see what they're saying, and I can see the new duty of care document might have this some legs, or not legs. That's the case, maybe. But equally, I don't think there was anything particularly contentious about that performance as it was. I don't know. What's your take on it, Angus?
Who knows if she actually has to change anything? Things will change anyway. And Erica is very good at PR. She's smart, and she will use that knowledge to her advantage as well. So maybe she wasn't asked to change anything because it was too sexual, but she just had to change something, and now she's implying it is because it was too sexy. It was a very sexy performance. I think if she has to change it, she should lean more into it and go full over the top 50s pin-up girl energy where she's riding a rocket, where so over the top it becomes unsexy almost, because then you can get away with it. It still works with the song Erica's Erica, right?
Yeah, like I said, like I keep saying, Erica Vickman could wear a bin bag or be in a Hessian sack, and we'd all be like, damn, still. Like, because the sexy is not what she wears, it's her attitude and who she is. So I don't, you can't contain that. Whatever you do, clothing can't contain that. So I am interested to see what she does. I'm interested to see how this actually goes down in Basel. What is your thoughts on how this is gonna do in your vision in the end?
Similar to Loco Loco by Hurricane. So, surprisingly decent in a jury, surprisingly underperforming compared to fan metrics in the televote, finishes mid-table, roughly, maybe slightly to the right, maybe slightly to the left, depending on how point spread is and how well the show translates to the Basel stage.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be interesting to see how it's staged. I think, Erica Vickman has such a following within the fan community, and obviously we knew her from Cicciolina and everything she's done since. I don't think it's possible to just ignore that. But equally, people who are seeing that on stage for the first time, and we don't really know what that staging is going to look like. It may be that they go down a very tongue-in-cheek way, very like wink wink. It's all left kind of to the imagination, but like in a interesting way. But I do think there's only so much you can contain the spirit of Erica Vickman. And I think there's only so much you can hide that, because I don't think it's gonna be hidden for long. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see how that lands when we have more staging ideas. But I mean, I do think it could well do well, but it has to have that momentum. And I do wonder whether it has lost a little bit of momentum since the national finals, and whether they need to kind of kick it back up a gear. But also, we do have something else happening within the next few months, within the next month, that could give us a clue as to what's happening, because we have the pre-parties. So I think that's going to be really interesting, because she's appearing at a lot of pre-parties. But again, captive market, hard to tell. Erica Vickman, very well known and well loved in the fandom. So we shall see. I would love to see her have dancers on stage. That is the only thing that I felt was missing from the UMK performance, is I felt like there was something missing from that stage. And as much as I love her being up there on her own, I do want them to fill that stage out when it comes to Eurovision, and I would just love to see it.
Absolutely. Also, and this is one of the things I really love about UMK, almost every performance gets its own unique aspect ratio. So that really helps give the stage a specific dimension so she didn't get swallowed up. Much more difficult to pull it off at Eurovision to get it all signed off as well. So you need to be much more conscious about there just being so much screen real estate you need to fill up on top of the stage real estate.
And I'm sure, they are going to be in good hands with knowing how to do that, because they have known how to do that, and they will continue to know how to do that, I hope. But yes, in terms of wild predictions from my side, I think it's between 10 and 20, possibly. If it gets momentum, it could trouble the lower end of the tens, I think. So I think it's just a matter of what happens with the staging. Right. Thank you so much, Angus. We will wrap it up there. Unless you have anything else to say in particular.
Good luck, Erica
Yeah.
Vickman.
But yes, thank you very much for watching. You can find us on here on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. We'll be doing loads more of these national final wrap-up videos, and much more as we go into pre-party season and Eurovision and beyond. So feel free to like and subscribe. Leave us a comment telling us how wrong we are, because I'm definitely wrong. So yeah, tell me down there. And Don't forget to check us out at that Eurovisionsite.com for all your news and reviews, etc., etc., on there and on all our social media at that Eurosite and at that Euro podcast for our podcast version. Thank you so much for listening and so much for watching. We will see you when we see you and see you on the next one. Bye from me and bye from
Bye.
Angus. Bye.